Move on to our first item on the regular calendar. We'll come back to the items that we pulled, but I want to take up the proclamation first, which is item number 177.
Proclaim February 2016 to be Black History Month in Portland.
Sonny Benjumbo from the Office of Management and Finance is here. Let me welcome him, and I'll read the proclamation and then give you the floor. So it says, whereas much of the city of Portland's honor, strength, and stature can be attributed to the diversity of cultures and traditions that are celebrated by the residents of this great region, and whereas African Americans have played significant roles in the history of Oregon's economic, cultural, spiritual, and political development while working tirelessly to maintain and promote their culture and history, and whereas as a result of their determination, hard work, intelligence, and perseverance, African Americans have made valuable and lasting contributions to Portland and the state of Oregon, achieving exceptional success in all aspects of society, including including business, education, politics, science, and the arts. And whereas Black History Month is a time for all Americans to acknowledge the legacies and remember the teachings of those who helped build our nation, took a stand against prejudice and injustice, advanced the cause of civil rights, strengthened families and communities, and paved the path to lives of dignity and prosperity for all minorities. And whereas present events, both in Portland and across the United States, serve as a constant reminder that though we have come a long way from times past, inequity and inequality still exist in the present, and it is our responsibility to address these inequities to ensure a more positive and equitable future. And whereas during Black History Month, all Americans are encouraged to reflect upon the past and current challenges and successes of African Americans and to look to the present as an opportunity to continue to improve society, advancing the ideals of freedom, equality, and justice. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim February 2016 to be Black History Month and encourage all residents to observe it. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Esteemed council members, I appreciate this opportunity to be sitting with you again. Thank you for the introduction. I am Sonny Benjumbo, and I do work in the Office of Management and Finance, but I also have the pleasure of serving as the director for the City African American Network, also known as CAN. I'm here today in continuance of our celebration of Black History Month, and thank you again, Mr. Mayor, for reading our proclamation and declaring February as Black History Month here in the City of Portland. This is a necessary recognition, and one that we are happy that our city leadership is taking the time to acknowledge. So again, thank you. This month, we have and will continue to celebrate Black history with a number of events. Last week, with the help of some of our friends at Portland Community College, we were able to facilitate an introductory exploration into the idea of whiteness, a construct that PCC will be discussing and exploring in more depth during their first ever Whiteness History Month, which I'm sure you guys have probably heard about in the news when they announced it on Martin Luther King Day. I'm sure their programming will, or their program will run through the course of April, and I'm certain that'll have a meaningful impact. The discussion that we were able to have in our session, from the feedback that I received, was very well received and eye-opening from the standpoint of the expression that people thought Whiteness History Month was going to be about. It's much different, and is much more about recognizing some of the constructs that are in place currently that affect and impact how we live on a daily basis. A day prior to that exploration, a fair amount of city employees took a more introspective look and introspective journey when they participated in a video presentation and discussion around The Angry Eye. The Angry Eye is a work by one of America's foremost diversity educators and anti-racist activist, Jane Elliott. Jane Elliott in the video, individuals are discriminated against based on the color of their eyes and are confronted with criticisms and critical treatment in a similar way that minorities are engaged by the world around them daily. In a brief reflection in the video, Ms. Elliott makes a statement that to me was profound. She said, "Things are better than they were when I was 13, but they're worse than they were when I was 50. And Ms. Elliott is 82 years old now. Our theme for Black History Month 2016 is where do we go from here? To give this question proper context requires reflection. One must reflect on where we currently sit and how things are going in our present. We must reflect on our histories and remember how we got here. And we must reflect on our goals and what paths we must take to achieve them. I myself have done some intentional reflecting about Black History Month and in preparation for my time here before you today. I took some time to ask myself and others, what would be the most important idea or ideas for me to convey? An expression of one of my good friends and fellow City of Portland employee, Desiree Williams-Rashi, I felt said it best. In her words, Black History Month is a reminder that the equity work we are doing as a city to eliminate discrimination and disparity in order for all residents to meet their potential is not just a moral imperative, but fundamental to our future success as a city. Black lives matter because this nation is built upon our ingenuity, strength, and resilience. We are inventors, philosophers, builders, engineers, teachers, and justice seekers. And when our individual and collective potential is uncapped, this country, state, and city will thrive. I would like to end my time with you today by posing each of you the question that we've posed ourselves this month. Where do we go from here? In the work of equity, in the work of diversifying our workforce to make the City of Portland as an organization demographically representative of the community that we serve, especially within managerial, supervisory, and other leadership roles. Where do we go from here in the work of making the City of Portland an employer of choice? In a lot of ways, that question is already being answered, and in many cases with your encouragement and influence. The work that DEEP is doing to develop and launch an affinity group-specific leadership development program, which will be launching in the months to come, the efforts around the equity assessment, the facilitation of the Equitable Contracting and Purchasing Commission, and other such initiatives are all steps in the right direction, steps towards making sure that when we use words like equity and diversity, we are not just giving lip service, but on the contrary, are expressing words full of substance. Where do we go from here? It is my hope that the answer to this question will remember or will forever remain forward. Thank you for receiving me today and for allowing me to be with you again. And thank you for, again, reading the Black History Month proclamation.
Thank you. Thanks for some very thoughtful reflections on what this means and what we're doing and what we need to do more.
So absolutely. I hope you guys join us for the rest of our events this Friday. We have Norman the Boogie Cat Sylvester coming in to regale us with some of his tunes. That'll be in the auditorium from noon to one. And on Monday, the 29th, we are having our social and soul food. And Mayor Hales, I see that you've already RSVP'd for that. So thank you. We'll look forward to, to you joining us on Monday. So thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Very, very well done. Okay, we'll move on. Let's do you